Okay, today's daf is Nida daf Nun Hei. Nudi Nun Hei. And we will start with Nun Hei Amar Aleph on the top, third line. On the towards the top, we just started a new parak yesterday, and that is Parak Dam Hanida. The seventh parak now, as we are on the march, 3 weeks left until the big siyum. Okay, so Nun Dalad Amid Nadan Rabbeis and Hayim and Aleph Nadan Rabbeis. We started off the parak with the Mishnah. The Mishnah listed off different items and their levels of tumah and their state of when they are matame or not. The first two on the list were dam hanida. That's why this is in this pesachta. The blood of anida and b'sar hameis. The Tanakhama held that those are matame whether they are lach or yavish. Even their yavish and all the other items on the list are only matame lach. What is the definition between lach and yavish? So the Mishnah discussed, well, even if it's dry, if you can regain its moist state, so then that also could be considered lach. Okay, that's just a definition. But bi'ikaron, if it is dry, so then all the other items on the list are not going to be metame, while damanit and msarames are metame even when they are yavish. Rav Yossi, at the end of the Mishnah, had argued on the Basar Hames. Basar Hames said Rabbi Yossi, Yavesh, v'niyachol ha'ashros, he said, if it's Yavesh by Psar HaMeis, that also is not Matame. So it's Machlokas Tanoim, what we say by Psar HaMeis. Okay, so that's what we get into now on the third line. U'Psar HaMeis, says the Gemara Minalan, how do we know that Psar HaMeis is Mitame, even Yavesh? So we're going to have a machlokas. Minalan, Amar Reish Lakish, Amakra. So Reish Lakish says it's based on the pasuk Lachol Tumaso, regarding all of its tumah. Lachol Tumaso includes Lachol Tumosa Parshos Bimenu. All tumas that are parish from it, from a mace, and therefore it doesn't make a difference whether it is lach or yavish. It's an inclusive phrase. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, O Be'etzim Adam, O Be'kaver. Right, pasuk in the beginning of Chukas. Comparing etzem adam over cover, talking about tumas meis, and in the pasuk we have the word etzem adam next to each other. So adam dumi de etzem. We compare adam, which is basar of an adam, and etzem and a bone. We compare the two. Ma etzem yavesh avkan yavesh. Just like a bone is dry, so too any part of an adam, including basar, would be matame even if it's dry. So machlokas. May binayu, ike binayu difrech efruche. What's the difference between these two opinions? The difference is ifrech efruche, if it could be, if it is crushed and it is falling apart. So that is the nafkamina between them. Why? Because according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that it is just based on etzem adam, he still needs similar to etzem, and a bone is not falling apart. It's not like powder-like. Masha'enket, according to Reish Lakish, anything is included. L'chol tumaso. All tumaso. It doesn't matter even if it's super dry. That's what Mifrech Hefruche seems to be. Even if it's super dry and it's falling apart, that would still be metame according to Reish Lakish. It would not be metame according to Reb Yochanan. Okay, two ha'aris. Number one is the Rambam. The Rambam, in Hilchos Tumas Meis, seems to paskin like Reish Lakish. Seems to paskin that way. Because if you look in the Rambam says in Paragimel, Halacha Yud, in Tumas Meis, Basar HaMeis Shenifrach, V'naaseh Kikemach, Tahor. Basar that, Basar HaMeis that was Nifrach, totally pulverized and crushed, and it's Naaseh Kikemach, and it became like flour, Rachman al-Islan, Tahar, v'chein efer asrufin, also ashes, after a cremation, or something similar to it. Tahar, that's also Tahar, because we had earlier this Pesachta, and if it doesn't have the Tzura anymore. So v'chein efer asrufin Tahar, v'chein, and then the Rambam adds, interestingly, hatolaim hanehevin mi b'sar hameis. The worms or the bugs that are created from Basar HaMeis. This is what the Gemara calls, or what the Gemara discusses in Masechta Shabbos, but this is the sugya of spontaneous generation. The Rishonim seem to believe that there was spontaneous generation when it came to spoiling fruit, when it came to spoiling meat, that there were certain insects and bugs that were created from that mitzius. And the Gemara talks about maybe you're allowed to kill them on Shabbos because they're not par and veruvin. This is a big sugya, but the Rambam seems to hold that and assume that way. That tolam, these tolam that come from Basar HaMeis, Ben Chaim, Ben Mesim Tahor, those are Tahor. Because they are not part of the mace. Kfar biyarnu, shamo, kibasar, v'chulu. Says the Kesef Mishnah, on the first line of the Rambam. Remember, the Rambam says that if you have a basara mace, that if is nifrach manaseh kekemach tahar, says the Rambam, says the Kesef Mishnah, umidivir rabbeinu shekasa manaseh kemach, from the fact that the Rambam says, into flour, which is the most extreme type of dryness. It's even more than ifrach nefruche. Ifrach nefruche means it's falling apart. Nasek kemach is even further than that. Why does the Rambam say nasek kemach? Why doesn't he just say ifrach nefruche, which the Gemara already says, according to Rabbi Yochanan, would be tahar? Menire shuposek reish lakish. The Kesef Mishnah says it sounds like he passes like Reish Lakish, which is a problem. Because Behu Tema, Hech Pasek Reish Lakish, Bevakam Rabbi Yochanan. Usually the rule is, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Halacha Rabbi Yochanan. We pass like the Rebbe and not like the Talmud. And number one. Number two, besides the just regular paskening problem, there seems to be a stira within the Rambam. The Ode, Shabrosh Perek Sheni, in the beginning of the second parak, a parak beforehand, Kasa, the Rambam paskins, Yavish Kecheres Mitame. If it is dry like a shard, like an earthenware kli, it's mitame. Mashma, so if you say that is mitame, it sounds like that's the cutoff point. Mashma dafka kecheres, she'inu asali parech. Sounds like cheres, which it's not falling apart. Aval im yavesh yoser micheres, hu asali parech v'tar. But if it is dry more than cheres, that's good enough to make it tar. But the Rama here says that it has to be like powder, which is even further in the level and the measure of dryness. And so, how can he paskin two different things in two different prakim? V'tzarech lomar, says the Kesef Mishnah, you have to re-understand what it means in this one, right? You have to re-understand one of them. So I'd rather, says the Kesef Mishnah, change this one, because this is where he sees to paskin like Reish Lakish. Says v'tzarech lomar, shema shekasav kan she nifrach v'nase kemach, lo she nifrach mamish gamar. Doesn't really mean it. Doesn't mean that it's made it to flour. Ela haynu lomar, shu yavish kalkach. It's so dry, achilu yifrach, ye asek kebach. It's dry that if you would break it up, then it could become powder. But not that it did. It's at the state that if you would break it up, you could make it into that state, but it is not in that state right now. That's the Kesef Mishnah. Later, Achronim, says it's great kashas on the Rambam, but it doesn't sound that way in the Rambam. The Rambam says, vinasek kebach. It is Kemach. So, a little Tzarech Ian, exactly how the Rambam seems to pass it like Reish Lakish, and how he understands it with his previous psak in Perek Beis. There is one of the Achronim, the Nezer HaKodesh, I saw in the Biurei Adaf, that tries to suggest that maybe the Rambam is talking about two different types of Tumah. There's one type of Tumas Mace, where it remains Tame Mace, and it is called mace. It's called avia vosa tuma. Different parts of a mace. If you have revius of dam, if you have sara mace, that's called avia vosa tuma, and that could make something else into an ava tuma. But then there's another level where something is not on the seriousness and the level of could be considered mace, but maybe part of a mace could be called maga tame mace. And it can make and it's an av itself, it can make a rishon. That you have sometimes that after this got dry, it could still be tame on one level down because it touched the mace before, meaning it touched itself, before it was nifrach, it still touched, halachically, it could be considered as if it touched itself. That's why maybe one can be b'chalik, he says, between the two contexts of the Rambam. Are we talking about the more serious tame mamish as a mace, or one level down, tame maga mace, and the Rambam is talking about two different contexts. Okay, that's one way, that's probably the way to go to answer up the seer of the Rambam, is to say that the Rambam is talking about two different contexts, the two different halachas. Good. If you look in the Chashukei Chemed, I think we'll have a couple of these thoughts today. He discusses about Psar HaMeis. What about a mummy? Mummy is all dried out. So would we say a mummy is metame? Sheila. He had the Sheila. Maisa Beruvei Shedechlas L'Mozion B'Britannia. There's a story about Reuven who went into a British museum. Ulafeta nitamle roses echad mi mispalei besakneses shalo. He saw one of his fellow mispalelim who is taking a picture with Paro Chanut, with a mummified pharaoh. Amarlo, he says, aren't you a Kohen? He says, what are you? He says, I guess he was touching it also, because we paskin generally that non-Jewish kfaris are mitayim b'magum b'masa, but not b'ohel. Right? Adam and not Ha'adam, the Gemara is Mechalik. So he said, are you a Kohen? Ve'echata nechnas, how could you go here? We'll talk about the Shulchan Aruch in terms of even going, or a Kohen even going into the proximity of a non-Jewish corpse. So the Kohen says, he says, I heard that there's no Isser. I heard there's no problem by a mummy. So, is there or not? So this is really a suffix of the Mishnah Lamalach. The Mishnah Lamalach is discussed in Hilchas Avel in Paragimel, if a Kohen, Nishal, says the Mishnah Lamalach, in Mutter l'Kohen l'mkor mumia. Right, mumia. Is there an Isser Hana'a when it comes to a mummified person? Will a person become Tamei? So that's the Mishnah Lamalach's discussion, and he discusses our Rambam, of Absar Mesha Nifrach, V'nasa Kekemach Tar. So it sounds like anything that's not made Kekemach, right, then, right, even though that's Rizal Kajashita, and he seems to pass it that way, but it would be Tameh. So if you're the Rabbam, it sounds like, you know, possibly the mummy would be Tameh, because it's not Nasa Kekemach. But he says that he does not know, and this Chashukei Chemet talking now, he quotes later, after the Mishnah Melech, he quotes Shlomo Mivilna, the Cheshuk Shlomo, on, actually this Cheshuk Shlomo is the earlier Cheshuk Shlomo, Shlomo Kluger. He says, I don't understand, he says, it's a pasuk in the Torah. And then Rav Zilberstein goes in to wonder why all the earlier Achronim did not quote this Raya. What's the Raya? The Raya is from Yosef. The Pasuk by Pesach Sheni, where there are people with Tameh. Why were they Tameh? Different opinions in the Gemara, but one of the opinions is that they were Nosei Arono Shel Yosef. They were carrying the Aron of Yosef. This was many years, you know, after Yosef had died. So the only way that Yosef could still be there and in his state is he must have been Nechra. That's what they did in Mitzrayim. We know Yaakov and Paro. V'yavshe Yosef v'yah Nechra k'dichsev v'yah katu also. It even says in Befeirsh at the end of Vayechi that they mummified him. Pashas, that's what Chanata means. So you see, it made them Tameh. So it's Befeirsh of Pasuk in Chazal that a mummy would be Metameh. I want to say those that's a Jew, and this is a non-Jew, but we're talking about even Tamei Maga, Tamei Masa, which would be the same. He says, Lulei Shahaya Nechnat, Haya Nifrach, V'yafal Pike, Mefurish Bekrasha Betamei. So, he says, unless you say something Kabbalistic about Yosef's body not being, Yosef's bones not being Nirkav, but we'd rather, not go down that path. So he quotes, Upliya Gedola, Shlo Heviu Rayami Yosef, Etzarechi and Gado. Either way, this is the Sugya, and he says at the end, he says, at least L'chanchila, I think, maybe Kohanim should stay away. Why? Because of the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says in Yeredeya, in Shimayim Beis, let's read the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchas Avelus. In Hilchas Avelus, the Shulchan Aruch has a couple of simanim relating to Tumas Kohanim. That's where it would be. Where else should it be? Right? There's no other Tum and Tara in Hilchas Avelus, but here in Simon Shin Ayin Beis, says the Shulchan Aruch, Kivrei Akum, Nachon Li Zoher HaKohen Mi Leilech Aleihem. Let's say it's Aser, but he says Kivrei Akum, it's appropriate, Nachon, for a Kohen to be Zohir to going, from going on them. What does that mean? Generally, we pass in that they're not Matami Ba'ohel, but it's a good idea. There are some Rishonim that say that they are Matami Ba'ohel, but it's not good for the Kohen to be Zahir. Afal Pi She'ish Bekilin, adds the Ramah, V'nachon L'hachmir. Nachon L'hachmir. So there it is. It's appropriate to stay away. Afal Kever Shal Mumar L'avod Azara Matami K'shal Yisrael. Even if it's a Jewish heretic, that grave has to Mazol, they still call it a Jew, but says the Ramah, agreeing with the Shulchan Aruch that it's a good idea for a Kohen to be Zahir and stay away. So Rav Zilberstein assumes that this would be the case as well, to try to stay away in our situation. If you look in the Dagon Mervava, on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch here, he quotes, is that according to everybody? What about according to the Ravid? What Ravid? The Ravid is not the Zeris. The Ravid seems to say that Bizman Azeh, once a Kohen is Tame Mace anyway, all gone with the Tame Mace, they don't have to worry about it, and they can go into cemeteries Bizman Azeh. Does the Ravid say that explicitly? It's not 100% clear. The Ravid in one place says, Ein Bo Kares. Ein Bo Kares sounds like there's no Kares, but it's still Usser. Maybe it's not fully Mutter, but the Dagon Mervava here says, Uladas HaRavid, Perkemi Hilchas Naziris. According to him, even though we don't usually hold like the Ravid, maybe there's a sexveka, according to the putting two together. Maybe we hold like the Ravid, and even if we don't hold like the Ravid, maybe a non-Jew's kever is not Matami Ba'olel. So that's a Rav Avadi Yosef type of suffek. He always quotes Svek Sveikas putting psakim together. Usually Svek Sveika we have in terms of concepts. But Rav Avadia, and here the Dogma Ravava quotes it earlier from Rav Avadia, that maybe we should be Mako. He says the quote to the Mishnah Lamelech. He does not quote this Svek Sveika. Either way, the Shulchan Aruch says that one should be aware and one should be wary and stay away. Okay, let's continue. So that was the Gemara so far. We had a Machlokas, Reish Lakash, and Rabbi Yochanan, and a Nafkamina of Ifrach, Ifruche. Meisve, this is the Gemara, there's a Braisa, Besar HaMeis Shehufrach Tahar, Besar HaMeis, that Hufrach, that is falling apart, Tar, it is Tar. Right, sounds like a Kasha on Reish Lakash. So the Gemara says, no, Hasam de Ikmach, Vahave Afra. There, even Reish Lakash would agree it's tar because it became like powder and the Havi Afra and it is like just dirt. It's like Elfar. Good. Really sounds like the Ramah's Pasan and Reish Lakash. Right? Notwithstanding that suggestion of the Kesef Mishnah, the Gemara explicitly says that this is the case that Reish Lakash would admit in, and that's the language that the Ramah uses. So it's a Tzarech Ian why the Ramah seems to really Pasan like Reish Lakash in this regard. Meisve, next question, from a Mishnah in Meseches Ahalos, Kol Shebeis Metameh, any part of a Meis is Metameh, Chutz, Menashinayim, Vahaseir, Vahatziporin. Except for these items that are independent of the body. Teeth, hair, and nails. Right, those parts of the body are not Metameh, unless Ubashas Chibur, not Kol Tameh. If they are still attached to the mace, then they are extensions of the mace and they are mitame. But if they are detached, if they're detached from the mace, then they are not mitame. Rashi says, kasha litravayu. This is a kasha on both. Why? Because teeth, why aren't teeth mitame? Right, they're like bone. And they both agree that bone is mitame. Right, mitame at least b'maga b'masa, if not b'ohel. As halakha was we see now, it's not mitame b'ohel. But why aren't shinaim included? That's the kasha. So, amar of adabarava, dumya de etzem. No, it has to be similar to a bone. What's that? Ma etzem shenivra imo, af kol shenivra imo. Just like etzem is nivra, so too, anything that is born, that a person is born with, and these items grow afterwards. People aren't born with, okay, they're born with some hair, but not the hair that they have later on. So therefore, these are all excluded. Right? Interesting that what's the lumdis? Because the fact that they're not born with this person, with a person, it shows that it's not part of the mahus, the essence of that person. Right? A person is born, as Hashem, with a liver. A person is born with a finger. Whatever a person is born with, that's his mahus, that's his essence. What grows later, becomes part of him when it's attached, but it's not dafke his essence. And therefore, it wouldn't be metame. It's about the definition of a physical body. Just one more. I think we have three chashuke chemes here on Amun Aleph. Interesting cases. The second one today is Rachmanel. This is a tragic, obviously, Rachmanel Islan. There was a case, Maisa Shahaya that he had. Rav Zomer, he gets a lot of shaylos. He says, Rachmanel Islan, there was an attack on Shabbos. Bechara Piguim, Shahi Rachmanel Islan, Shabbos Kodesh. Shenimsa Gufa, Shahi Srufa Lagamri. There was a body that was terribly burned. And next to the body were a couple of teeth. There are a couple of teeth. Next, it was a male body. So he had three shilas. Number one, could a Kohen touch these teeth? Or are they metame? There's a Kohen that's working for Zaka, let's say. Or a Kohen that happens just to be there to help. Number two, is there a mitzvah kvura for the teeth? And number three, if the only way, if the body is totally not identifiable, and the only way to identify the body in terms of being matir, this person's wife possibly, if she would be an aguna, are you allowed to be metaltal the teeth, or are they muksa? Ha'im mutter letaltal sashinayim b'shabes, k'di lahatir esishto, osha asr bishab isr muksa. Three shilas. So he goes through one by one. He says, number one, legabe tuma, that's why this is here. It's not attached anymore. So it's not metame meis, right? Or gemara. Our Gemara, the Mishnah Maseches Alos, Kol Shebeis Metame Chutz Menashinayim Vaser Vasiporin. As long as they're not attached, here they're not attached, so it's not Metame. Number one, number two, the teeth need Kura. She quotes the Geshur Achayim that if the teeth fell out laachar Misa, they need Kura because Bishas Misa was already considered part of the Mesa and is also Bahana. But if it fell out Mechayim, the Ikra did it does not need Kura, but There is a mitzvah to be kover, as we discussed a couple of days ago, I think last week, we discussed any type of basar that it's even pachas b'kashir. Rav Yashav Paskin, that one should try their best to bury it. The third shayla, what about in terms of tiltul muksa? So he said it's possibly mutter. And again, this is somebody who has shas and posko on his fingertips, based on the sugyan Maseches Gittin. Maseches Gittin, the Gittin Zayin, the Gemara later on in Gittin, towards the second half of Gittin, discusses somebody who's on their deathbed and wants to give a get to their wife, but he didn't get to give it yet, and the wife's not here, so they want to be kona it to the wife on her behalf through a kinyan. But the question is an issue of kinyan and b'shabbos? He says, the Rabbanan, I'm making a kinyan on Shabbos. Maso matan, zero shem yichtov. So the question is that allowed? So the Gemara says, you know, brings up certain cases that a kinyan can be done. And the Rishonim explain why they will matan do a kinyan on Shabbos, because this is the Rabbanan, b'makam, chshash, you don't want to leave her as a almana, we'd rather leave her as a grusha, so she'd have to be choshesh liyibum, and therefore, we would allow the Issa Rabbanan of kinyanim. But, Tosfos has the line there, shehitiru, right, so Tosfos there says, understands the Gemara as allowing a kinyan on Shabbos, because, hitiru lasas kinyan mishamiguna. But the Rosh Seer says the issue is not only the kinyan, but the Issa of tiltol. Right? The Isra of Tiltol. Tiltol Haget. Rashi says, Tiltol of the, being metaltal again on Shabbos is also because of Muksa. That's what Rashi says there. And the Rashi explains, Shehidifu lahatir kinyan b'Shabbos, and not an Isra Tiltol. They would rather do the kinyan Shabbos because, Nichatfe lahatir kinyan. Because you find other kinyanim of Shchimira that are allowed. But it sounds like from the Rashi that if this would be the only way to allow this get to function, it'll be tiltal a get, so then they would, because the case that they're allowing is the get in a kinyan chatzer, and they're gonna, so you don't even have to touch the get for the kinyan to work. But it's sounding like for the Rosh that if you would have to be metaltal, it would be good enough. Hare lefaneinu, shehitiru chazal, tiltal, muksa b'shabes, kedil hatir aguna. Okay, so he says that all three cases would be mekel. Number one, it wouldn't be matame because of our Gemara. There would be a mitzvah of kvura. That's a kula, but one should do that. And the isra of muksa would be allowed in that case. Again, Rachman al-Islan. But you see, our Gemara comes alive. Our Gemara applying in our day and age. Good. Next, says the Gemara. So teeth are not included because they're not created with the person. Says the Gemara, Vahaika Sear Vitsiporen, Shanivri Imovit Tahorin. Okay, teeth aren't there yet, but hair and nails are there. They grow, but they exist usually. There are a number of babies that are born with hair. And fingernails, tiny little fingernails. Oh, so those, they do, are nivraimos, those should be matame. Why did the Mishnah say they're tahar? So amar avadabar, el amar avadabar ava, no, dum yid etzem. You have to expand a little bit. Ma etzem shenivraimo, the ein gizo machlif. Just like bone is created, a person was born with it, and they do not self-generate. A bone does not self-generate. Also, the requirements are it has to be born with it and it does not self-generate. Hair and nails self-generate during one's lifetime. So therefore, that's also a reflection that it's not part of the mahus of the person, right? Because it's self-generate. Right? If it's not here, it's going to grow again. It's going to grow again, so therefore it's not the mahus of the person. A person is born with a certain item. Yasu ashinayim shlo nivru imo. Teeth are excluded. Yasu se'ar v'siporin sh'avo b'shinivru imo gizo machlev. Those are excluded. Says the Gemara, okay, I'll ask you something else. Again, why is this all here? Because we're talking about besar hames. That was the second thing in our parak. Says the Gemara, v'hari or. What about skin? De gizo machlev, skin. We're going to have two versions of this Gemara. First version, gizo machlif, skin does grow back. If somebody gets a cut, Kadosh Baruch Hu nisim in a flos, allows the skin to grow back. Vitznan, or on the side it says ditznan, because the Mishnah says in Maseches Chulin, in the sugyas of trefa, in Elu Trefus, which we actually did last summer. Hageluda, geluda means a skinned animal. A skinned animal, geluda. Rabbi Meir says that is not a treifa. V'chacham and poslim, and the chacham say no, that is a treifa. V'yafilu rabbanon lo kapas, and even the rabbanon who say it's pasul, only say it's pasul, why? Ela da'adahachi v'hachi shalat ba'avira v'mesa. Because, in the meanwhile, before the skin gets a chance to grow back, the air will affect the body and will cause the animal to die. Ula olam gizomachlif. Right, but really, the skin does grow back. It's just, this The animal's going to die before the infection sets in and other external items and stimuli get into the body of the animal. But really, fundamentally, conceptually, the skin would grow back. So therefore, if the skin grows back, we should say it is not metame. And yet, Vitanina, but we also learned later on in Chulin, Elu Sha'oroseya Kibsaram, the skin is like the Basar, meaning in terms of Toma, or Ha'adam? Question mark. So the Or is Metame. So that's the Gemara's question. If you're saying the rule is anything that the person is born with and does not grow back, that's what's Metame, so skin should not be on the list. Because skin does grow back. So the Gemara answers, Ha'idmer Allah, Amar Ula, Dvar Torah, Or Adam Tahar. Really, Daraisa, it is Tahar. It is Tahar, and therefore, it's off the list. Umay taima amru tame, but midrabanan, it's on the list. Why? Gezeira, shemayasa adam oros avim v'imo shtichem l'chamor. We don't want a person taking their parent's skin and using it. Using it for a shatiach, using it for a rug, using it for a cover, for a chamor, for a donkey. So we don't want people to use the skin of their parents. So therefore, we make a gzeira drabanan. But on a daraisa level, it is not mitame. Let's just do the other tzad, the other version, and then we'll talk about this line. Ikadav, ikadamre. The Gemara says is another version of the question. What do we just have as a question? The question was, well, or right is tame, but we should say it is not tame. So let's see what the Gemara says. This version, hare or de ein gizomachlif. The Gemara says, well, or does not grow back. Vitnan, so if it does not grow back, vitnan, chachamim poslim, and we learned, according to the sheet of the chachamim, that, or, the chachamim pasul a galuda, right, the same case that we're talking about, an animal that is skinned. V'yafilu rabbi meir lo kamakshir, ela dekarer basra, v'chaya. And even the rabbi meir was only makshir because the basra could kind of congeal itself and become into a type of layer that looks like skin, v'chaya and live. Ula olam en gizomachla, but really, it does not self-generate. V'yamar ula, dvar Torah, or to adam tar. And we know, it's not gizomachlif, skin. So therefore, it should be on the list. And yet, ula says, on a daraisa level, or adam is not tahar. So it's the opposite direction of the question. So the Gemara answers this way, Kiyat Radu Ula Seifa Idmar. Really, no, we're misunderstanding what Ula is going on. Really, our Adam is Tamei. What is Ula going on? In a case where, Rachman al Islan, it's processed in some way. For Kulan She'ibdan, well, the other types of Or, it's not Rachman al Islan, but only by the Or Adam. For Kulan She'ibdan, or She'ilach Behen Kedei Avuda Tahorin. Any type of skin, which basically turns into leather, that is processed. You do ibud to it, ma'abed, one of the malachas, tahorin, so it loses its status of or. Chutz mi ar adam, except for ar adam, that does not lose its status. V'yama ula, and on that ula says that is a dindur abanan. Tvar Torah ar adam ki ibdur tahar, ar adam, even if it's processed. If it's processed, it also loses its status of or, and therefore it would be tahar de'oraisa, umatam, Amru Tame, why do they say Tame? Gzera Shebeyasa Adam or Aviv V'imo Shatichin, period, or semicolon. So that's the end of the discussion of Or, two opposite deus, whether Or Adam is Tame Daraisa or Tame Meis Dirabanim. Before we get into the specific line, the Aruch Laner asks, I don't understand, what's the difference in deus here? It's two deus, Machlokas and Metzias. So Machlokas, first deus says Or is Gizomachlif, and the second day it says, or is not Gizomachlif, so how can they be such a machlokas? This is a chsam sofer type of question also. Never likes to say that it's a machlokas and mitzias. So the Aruch Laner here says, Ksas kasha, hech pligi, beiz lashonos, bedvar mitzias, and or Gizomachlif alo, denech the anan. Just go ask a doctor. Right, just go figure it out. See if it's a skinned animal, and see if it's Gizomachlif. So the Aruch Laner has three suggestions. That it's not a machlokas and mitzias. Venirle esati lomar, pshita, the beiz lashonos, the gizomachlif. According to both the shonos, gizomachlif. Aye. So what about according to the second day? No. But first try, the skin regenerates itself, but there's always a mark left. Nishar makomot salekes. As we're going to see that lashon in a minute. So the lashon rishon sober, the first day holds kiva dalka panim choser ha'arlim komo, since the or regenerates is called gizomachlif. The second day says kiva denishar makomot salekes lo mikri gizomachlif. It's not called gizel machlev because you'll always be able to notice that it grew back. So it's a machlokas in halacha. How do you define something? Number one, or yesh lomar, second day is that, no, it is gizo machlif, but, or yesh lomar, the pligi, beis loshonos, imasha ha'or machlif mikri or. The fact that it comes back, is that really skin coming back? Or just the busts are hardening and making a hard layer that substitutes for what skin was? Devadai, pshita, the kishenipta ha'or, badavar achrim komo. Something else is going to come. So the question is, if the original thing is not coming, like by a nail, the same thing comes. By a skin regenerating, not in a little area, but in a larger area, it might not be called skin. Number two. And finally, the third suggestion that he has is, v'odish lefayish, v'pligi yeloshonos, based on what the Tashbetz talks about, that if the entire body loses its or, ain't gizomachlif, it's not coming back. Aval nifshat miksaso gizomachlif, but if part of it is missing, then it grows back. So is that good enough to be called gizomachlif? So either way, all three suggestions of the Aruch Haner are that it's a machlokes in halacha, it's not a machlokes in mitzius. Good. But now let's get back to the line. What does the Gemara say? Gezeirah shemayasa adam, that a person would make his use his parent's skin, and that's why we have to, at least on a drabbana level, say it is tame. Okay, let's go to Tosfos's formulation of the question first. Tosfos, in Dibur Hashem Lashema, says Tosfos, I don't understand, a mace is asur b'hana'a. What are we talking about? Forget tumah and tara. A mace is asur b'hana'a. So what's the Gemara talking about? Right, we know from Egla Arufa, Gezeirah Shava, that a mace is asur b'hana'a. Two answers in Tosfos. The Yesh Lomar, first answer, to Tuma Chamira Lehutvei. Tuma and Tara are more chomer in people's eyes than Isser Veheter. It's just the way it is, says the Ritva. Where do you get this from? The Ritva says, the Gemara in Yuma. We've quoted that a number of times. The Gemara in Yuma Chav Gimel, the tragic story of two Kohanim running up the ramp, trying to each do the avoda. Maisa b'shnei Kohanim shayushnei and shavin v'ratzin v'olan b'kevesh. It was a tie, running up the ramp, and each Kohen wanted to do the avoda. One of them kadem echad yevu tochtal ramo shel chavera. One of them gets ahead, natal sakin. The other one didn't like it, so therefore he took out a sword, a knife that he was probably going to use for the avoda, and he stabbed the other Kohen. V'tokal obelibo. Rabbi Tzaduk stands on the Milo Sa'ulam and says, sometimes we find halalim in a field, Egla Rufa, Rachmana Litzlan, and now we have a halal in the Azara. Go, Kal Adam, Kal Am Bebechia. Everybody starts crying. Rachmana Litzlan, what a terrible tragedy. Ba Aviv Shaltinok, the father of the victim, comes and sees his son is still flailing around with the knife in his heart. Amar, he says, quickly, take the knife out of the heart before he's Batami the Azara. Before he's Batami the Sakin, I'm sorry. Says the Gemara, what kind of crazy father? He's more worried about Tum and Tara than trying to save his son's life. L'lametcha, shekasha aleim taras kelim yoser mishvichas damim. You see, people were more worried about Tum and Tara, kind of crazy hierarchy they had, and misconception about what the halacha meant, more than shvichas damim. So that's the Gemara that's always quoted to reflect where values are put in the wrong hierarchy. Anyways, the Gemara says, you see from this, Tum and Tara, sometimes people are more mocked about than Isser v'Heter. Right? So that's Tosfos's first answer. People would use it if it was just Aser. But it's Tameh! Oh, forget it. I'm not going to get involved if it's Tameh. Answer number one. Second answer of Tosfos, the Oth Nireh, Da'or Eino Bechlal Basar Le'Aser Bahana. Important daya. Tosfos says, the Isser Hana of a mace does not apply to Or. Does not apply to skin, and he quotes, why? Because after all, Egla Arufa is also only learned that from Kachim, and Kachim, the R of Kachim, is Mutrabana, after Zrika. Right? It's not included in the Isser of Mi'ilah. R is excluded. So therefore, the original source is from Kachim, and R is excluded. Two very important days in Tosis. Is R Adam Asur Bahana'a? Right? After big sugyas of using parts of a body. That in terms of transplants, what's usable, what's not usable, is one allowed to use or hames, 2 days in Tosfos, whether there is an Isser Hana'a de'oraisa. Rov Rishonim assume that there is an Isser Hana'a de'oraisa. Sounds like the Rambam holds that. Pashtus is that there is, even though it's, again, 2 important days in Tosfos. The Ramban and the Ritva and others also deal with this issue, but the way that they ask the question is a little bit extreme. Who in the world is going to use their parents' skin to make themselves a kli? Says the, he quotes to the Ritva, I'm reading it for the Ritva, he quotes Tosfos's formulation of the Isser Hanah, but then he quotes, Umiyo Adayin Kasha, Falo Rosh Hashabagoyim, Eino Osakein. For Kasha King Yisrael, the most wicked goy, wouldn't use their parents' shatiyah. What is the word talking about? Just for your own benefit, you need a saddle for your animal. So he says, Nachon, Ritvik says, I agree with the Ramban says, that this Ramban was in Chul, this Gemara also appeared in Chulin. So, what the Ramban says in Maseches Chulin, he says, what we're talking about here is not just something to sit on, but it's like a rug that you're going to hang up for, like an ornament. Deshtich in Hainu, She'asa, it only solves the problem halfway, that you're still using it, but She'asa mehen davar chashiv u'ubad, Yafeh l'shatchan al gabe hakosel l'his abel alehem yamim rabim osha yiskar ma'aseim hatovim. No, this was done by certain sorcerers or whoever it was done by, basically to remember their parents by and to always think about their parents. So it was for covenant of the parents. Look, if you live in, if you believe in a religion that does not believe in the afterlife and does not believe that there's a mitzvah to bury, so what is there? So instead of cremating, so they'll take the skin and they'll make it into something and they'll put it in certain types of chemicals, just like a mummifying. So they'll have it as a covenant for the parents. This is their monument. So says the Ramban, that's what was done. He says that's what we're talking about. Shem Yasa Shatiach. So that is done in certain non-Jewish circles. If you look in the Radvaz even goes one step further. Radvaz in a tshuva in Chelik Al and Simin Reisamach Beis, he quotes this idea also of the Ramban. He says even further. He says V'hanachon etzli bazeh de'or ha'adam mo'il l'p'ulas hakishuf. It says sorcerers and machashvim used to use this. Kidatanya b'gemara, like the Gemara says, legion ha'over mi makom la'makom nechas la'bayis ha'bayis tameh. If you have a marauding army that goes through a town, then the houses are tameh. Why? She'en lecha kol legion v'legion. She'en lo kama karkaflin. Every legion, every army has with it skulls of previous generation. It's like good luck charms. V'yalta tameh. And he says, we even find in the Gemara, Rahman al-Islam, remember the daughter of the Caesar wanted the head of Rabbi Ishmael? One of the Tzara Ruge Malchus, why? Because that would be a good luck charm. So he says, Harei lecha lehedya, ki ar ha-mei small lasos bo kishuf, lehi notza mimak ha-scher, v'chayotzi bo, mikom ha-sha yiyah ha-ar, and he says, mikom ha-sha yiyah ha-ar, karav la-adam, tiya pulasa yota chazaka. The closer relative it is, the greater the power of the kishuf. Ve'en lecha la-adam karov, yosem yavav v'imo, ki mehem tchunas e-varav, u-pu'ulazu ha-yisa nimseis bizmanim ha-kadmonim. V'ha-yo omrim, ki ein ze bizayon kol kach. This isn't a bizayon. Kivet shakavanasam li natzel b'schus avosam uba arosam. It's chus avot va'osan aros ha'yushotchen osan b'fnei anechas v'ayosam is to hang it up v'chulu. Rachman al-Islana, that's what the Gemara comes up with. Shema Yasa. Maybe this was done. Maybe this was done in those days, and that's why the Gemara has to have a gzera d'rabanan that our Adam is Tameh. Or, yeah, is Tameh in our context. Good. Let's continue. So we spoke about teeth and hair and nails and skin, and now we get to the next section. Says the Gemara, second to last skinny line. V'hare basar. So what about basar now? The flesh, the gizomach levetame. Flesh, if somebody loses some area of flesh, so also, doesn't that grow back? All of this is, you know, Yad Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps the body regenerate itself, etame, and yet it is tame. Psar hames, the ikar adin. So Amar Mar Baravashi, Basar naase mekomot salekes. It grows back, but there's always a scar. It's always noticeable that it grew back. So, this is what the Aruch HaShulchan was talking about, Aruch Lanier was talking about before, that might not be called gizo machlif because it didn't grow back in the perfect way. Good. That is all the second phrase of the Mishnah, the second item. We had Dama Nida yesterday, and then we had Bisar Hames. Then we start the new list. Those are all Tamei, Lach, and Yavesh. Zov and all the other items on the list are only Matamei Lach and not Matamei Yavesh. So the Gemara says, how do we know all of these? We're going to try to call Psukim for all of them. Aval, Zov, Zov Minalan. How do we know Zov? Zov is the actual, not a Zov. The Zov is the person. The person is also an Avatoba. But the Zov itself, the liquid that comes out, the material that comes out, the emission that comes out of the person, that itself is mitame. But it's only mitame when it is moist. So we know, and how do we know that? How do we know that it's mitame in the first place? Titania, zovo tame, limeda la zov shu tame. It's on that pasuk. The Gemara says, "Valo dinu." What do you even need the pasuk for? Isn't it a kavachomer? La acherim goreim tuma. The ziva makes the person tame. La atma la koshke. So surely it itself should be tame. If something makes something else tame, so surely it itself is tame. Isn't that true? So the Gemara says, "No." Seir mishtolayach yochiach. The seir that we pushed off the cliff, that we sent out to the desert on Yom Kippur, yochiach. That itself is a very unusual avoda, as we discussed a couple of months ago in the Parsha Shir, in Parshas Achreimos. But Sir Shaleach, Yochiach, that will prove to me that Kavachomer is incorrect. Shegorim Tumah L'Acherim, that's Gorim Tumah to others, all of those that are involved in the Sir Shaleach, will Mishalcho become Tameh, the Huat Matar, yet it itself is Tari, it itself is a carbon of sorts. Also, don't wonder. I might have said without a pasuk that even though it causes others to become tamei, it itself is not. That's why you need the pasuk of zovo tamei. We made al azov shehu tamei. So we learned that the ziva itself is tamei. Says the Gemara, ve'ema, how tamei is it? Ve'ema hani mili b'maga. Maybe the zov should only be metamei b'maga. Avo b'masa lo. But it shouldn't be metamei b'masa. Who says we should jump to Tumas Masa, which it is, right? Maybe only Maga. Midi Dahavi Asheretz. Just like Asheretz. We know there are other Avos HaTumos that are only Mitavi B'Maga. Remember, the list in the first parak in Maseches Kalim lists off all the different levels of Avos HaTumos. And we have some are Mitavi Maga, some are Mitavi Masa, some are Mitavi Ohel, Bechulu. And the Mishnayos there continue all the different levels. So once we know that that ziva itself is tamei, maybe it's only mitamei maga, not mitamei masa. Some are vibi rabaya, but maga luistrich kray. You don't need a pasuk for maga. Why? Dlo gara mishechva zera. Why is it any worse than shechva zera, the natural emission that comes out? Why is that different than ziva? Right? So it's no worse than that. So, and we know shechva zera is mitamei b'maga. So what is the pasuk for? Ki yisrich kray le masa. So we need the pasuk for masa. Continues the Gemara, v'ema b'masa metame adam u'begadim. Again, trying to limit it. Because once you have a pasuk, we should say, limit it to the smallest chiddush that we can suggest. So v'ema, this whole amud is going to go into this limud. V'ema b'masa metame adam u'begadim. Bimaga adam etame begadam lolotame. Maybe bimasa, if you carry it, so then it's metame the person and the begadim that he is wearing. Bimaga, if a person just touches it though, without carrying it, adam etame begadam lolotame. So maybe the begadim that he's wearing would not become tame. What is that similar to? Midi tahavia maga nevela. Just like nevela. Nevela is metame bimaga. If a person touches a nevela, a part of an animal that died without shvita, so he is metame, but his begadim on him are not metame. But if a person carries nevela, then even the begadim that he is wearing become tame. So maybe it's like that. Somewhere again says, lo salka taitach. No, I don't have a havamina to have that type of lima. Detanya achirim omrim, hazav et zovola zachar v'lana keva, makish zovolo. You see, hazav et zovo. The ziva is next to the zav in the pasuk, so we compare the ziva to the person himself. Mahu, just like the zav, lo chilakta bein maga o lamasao latame adam latame begadim. Just like the zav, the person himself is no chilak, or it's latame maga b'masa, even the begadim on the person. Af zovo kein. So too, the ziva itself also has those same halachas. So it's based on the hekesh. So where it says 1 minute. So once you have the hekesh, what do you need all the different psukim that we've quoted? V'hashtu d'nafgalon me'azavet zovo. Once you have that hekesh, zovo tamay lamalei. So why do you need the previous pasuk that we were using? So Amar Rav Yehuda midiskarta isrich. You still need the previous psukim. Why? Salkadai d'chamina siyir mishtalayach yochiach shigori tomo la'achim v'huat motar. No, without that extra pasuk, I would have learned it from siyir mishtalayach that it's not tamay at all. Once you say it's tamay, then I could say, how tamay is it? Based on the hekesh. But you have to have step one to teach me that it's tamei in the first place. V'imisham hazav et zovo. And what about the other pasuk that we were using? L'minyanu hu da'asa. I might have used that just as in terms of teaching me the minyan as we had last week as well. How many times does a Zov have to see? Zov Chad, once. Zov Otarti, twice. Ubishlishi, and the third time, remember, a Zov does not need 3 days, just 3 Re'ios. Akshay, Rachmana L'Akeva, but once he sees 3 times, it's similar to an Akeva, a Zava Gedola. So, Kasav Rachmana, Zov Otameh. So I would have used that only for Minyan. I still wouldn't have known that the Ziva is Tame at all, so that's why I need the Pasuk of Zovot Tame. V'hashta Da'amar Achvana Zovot Tame Hu Drosh Binami Hai. And once I know that it is Tame, then I could use the other Pesukim in the Hekesh to teach me that how Tame is it compared to the person himself. And also, the Gemara says, and Rashi explains, I can learn other things out from the previous Pesukim because they're not the Ikr Limud of teaching me Tuma. Okay, just one Ha'ara, one note. We discussed in the past, Tumas Nevela, Reb Chai, they say it's where it was Reb Chaim's Bar Mitzvah Pshetel, the relationship between Tumas, the Tumah of Nevela and Trefa. That relationship, how far apart are the ideas of Nevela and Trefa, which we usually assume are very different. Trefa had a Maisa Shechita, but just had some other problem with it. It had a hole in its lung or other types of problems. All the Trefas listed in the third paragraph of Chulin, versus Nevela. Nevela means it didn't have a Shechita. There are rayos, there are echoes, especially in the Rambam, that put these two together. That really, a Trefa is, it's the same Shem Isser. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says, that a Trefa and Nevela are mitztarif to each other. Even though other Isurim, you don't say two different Isurim, are mitztarif to each other, Nevela and Trefa might be mitztarif to each other. Right? There are other Rias that I'm not going to go to now, but we discussed it in the past, that the Tumah, the Veil, and Trefa are really connected. They're not two very different Isurim. Okay, let's continue. The Harok, next on the list. So we spoke about the Zov of a Zov. That's Mitame. Lach and not Yavish. What about all the others on the list? The Nia, the Rok, and the other liquids that come out of a Zov. Rok, we know that. How do I know that the saliva, the Rok of a, but the spit of a zav is tameh, detanya, v'chi yarok. Yochal av bishalo naga. You might think even if the rogue did not touch the person it was spit on, this is an amazing havamina, which the Gemara is going to pick up on in a second. The havamina is that if a person is spit at by a zav, even if the spit did not touch the person, they already become tameh. Tamalomar batahar. Achayiga batahar. No, it's got to touch the tahar. Ainli ala roko. I only know this, that we're talking about the roko. Kecho vineo ume af shalominain. How do I know about the kecho and the neo? What are all these substances? So Rashi says they're all different types of roko. Maybe it's extra roko, extra saliva in your mouth, or saliva that comes from the back of your throat. All different types of roko. Tosa says, two deyas, and they're opposite, which is kecho, which is neo. Tosa says one of them is saliva in the mouth, and one of them is more like what we would call phlegm, that comes from the chest, that comes out only bekoach, with a harsh cough. So there's different types of liquids inside. So how do I know all of those? And meha'af might be, right, psoles in our nose. So, minayin, tamalomar v'chiyarok. So, we learned it from v'chiyarok, they're all included. Amar mar yachol avi bishlo naga meh. So, the we quote the brisa, even if it didn't touch. So, the Gemara, mecha tesi. What kind of havamin is that? Even if I was just spit at, even if the spit didn't touch me, that's how I would have thought I'm a tame already. So, saka tadachamina neilif rok mi yavama. Wow. I would have maybe thought that you learned it out from the Yibam and Chalitza. Mahasa Mavabijalo Naga. Just like by Chalitza, when we say part of the process is that she spits towards him, the spit doesn't touch him. The spit is just towards the man, towards the chalutz, onto the floor. So afachinami de lo naga. Maybe here too, it's halachically significant, even if it didn't touch, kamash molano. To which we say, you know, chalitza is its own type of chiddush process, ceremony in halacha, and we should not compare the two. It's a tzarachi to think about that havamina of comparing. What spitting is spitting, and just like spitting there is significant without touching, so too. Here, kamash molan, that we don't compare the two. Interesting. What's the Havamina and what's the Kamash Malan? Continuing now. The Ema Hani Mili. Again, saying about these liquids of the Zav. The Ema Hani Mili B'maga V'masa Lo Mita D'Havi Asheretz. Same type of question of limitation as we had earlier. Amar Yishlokish No. Tana D'Vera B'Shmal. Amar Kra Ba Tahor. Ma shebiyad tahar timesi lucha. Anything that is in the hand of the tahar, I made tame. Meaning, if the rope, if the spit touches anything in the hand of the tahar, meaning tumas masa, timesi lucha. That's the drasha. So there is tumas masa as well. V'yema b'masa b'tame adam b'gadim b'maga adam. Latami, begadim ol latami, miyigadavi amaganavela, just like we had earlier. Why do you limit it? Amrei shlokash, v'chaitan, the verbi shmoel, amakra, batahor. Ta'ara, shetiharti lacha, b'makom acher, timesi lacha kan. Now we have a drasha. Something that I said is tar somewhere else, is tame here. Ve'izazez amaganavela. Meaning it's a special drasha that specifically contrasts to that limu that we just wanted to compare it to. V'yema kamasa de sheretz, b'masa de sheretz, maybe it's similar to masa sheretz, as we asked earlier as well, imke nechtav kra ba'adam, my batahar, shmamina tarti. Okay, so you learn all the drushes to say that this is a full-fledged liquid of azov. Next, meha'af, the mucus from the nose, meha'af, is also on the list. Meha'af of azov is also an avatoma, and it's betame lach and not yavesh. My meha'af, what is meha'af? Amarav machokes, amarav b'nigrarin derech hapeh. We know, right, by the physiologically, the nose and the mouth are all connected. Sometimes if you have to take a spray in your nose, you're feeling it, in the bottom of your throat. So sometimes, in certain cases, if somebody starts coughing or laughing while they're drinking, sometimes it might come out the nose. I mean, they're all connected. So my meha'af, so what is meha'af here? Me machlokas, amarav b'nigrarin derech hapeh. Right, mucus from the nose is only considered tame is if it comes out through the mouth. Derech hapeh, that's Rav. Why? Because if it comes out there, then definitely it's going to be some saliva mixed in. And according to Rav, that's what's tame. Only the saliva. But that's why meha'af is going to be tame only if it comes out derech hapeh. For Rav Yochanan Amar, afilu b'nigrarin derech hachotem. No, even if it comes out the nose. Al-Maksavar, why? Because what does Rabbi Yochanan hold? Ma'ayanu v'rachmana rabye. No, even Me'a'af is considered a ma'ayan, a spring of liquid in the Zav, and the Torah includes it for Tuma. So says the Gemara, V'rav nachshuv nami timaseino. According to Rav, why doesn't he also include tears? Tears. Why tears? The Amar Rav, Haiman, the Bai, the Listame La'ine. If anybody wants to become blind, Lichol Me'ovi Kochavim. Let him get eye shadow or something on the eyes from an Ovi Kochavim, from an idolater who, we know, Bismana Gemara, there were many Isurim involved because they wanted to kill the person, because if you want to come blind, he'll make you blind. Sarcastically. V'levi Amar, Haiman, the Bai, Delemos. If anybody wants to die, Lichol Me'ovi Kochavim. Let him do that. Why? Because the Ovi Kochavim, the idolater, is going to put poison through his eyes. V'yamar Evchia Bar Gurya, my time of the Rav, Delo Amar, Haiman de Boy Delemus. Why did Rav go that far? Hol v'yachal agorah on elosian derech hapeh. Because even if he puts poison through the eye, somehow there's a way that you can get it out through the mouth. But what do you see from there? That even items through the eyes can come out through the mouth. So according to Rav, if all liquids that come out through the mouth might have saliva mixed in, and that's why it's tamei, see, even tears. That's in the eyes, so that could come out through the mouth, he should say that's tamei. So for Rav, no. Nehi dezihara nafik, dimasa gufa lo nafik. You could get poison out that way, an external substance, but you cannot get tears out that way. Right, so therefore, that is not going to be mitame. Period. One more line. Tashma, tisha mashkin azov hein. There are set 9 liquids that are part of azov's makeup. 3, 3, and 3. Hazeah ba'alecha srucha v'harei. These 3, the sweat and the pus and rei and the soulless that a zav makes when he goes to the bathroom, all of these tar miklum, all of those are tahar. Those are just totally disgusting and putrid. Dimas eino, his tears, v'dama gafaso, and dam from a wound, v'chalaf ha'isha, and milk from a zava, metame tumas mashkin birivius. All of those are metame tumas mashkin birivius. Right, birivius, when as long as you have the amount, right, to be metame ochlin. Right, to Machshel the Kabbal Tuma. By the way, I got 3 different emails about what I mentioned a couple of days ago, the 9 liquids that are Matame, the 7 liquids that are Matame, and maybe they are parallel to the 7 Yomim Tovim. So 3 different people suggested, and I thank everybody for their emails, that maybe the Yom Kippur and Pesach could be switched.
Maybe Pesach could be, Yom Kippur could be Dam because of all the Avodah, and Yom Kippur could be Tau. Gotta work on Yom Kippur and Tau. Somebody suggested that, that Tau is Gematria 39, and Yom Kippur is on the 40th day of the third time Moshe. Right, so, there are suggestions that are made. Other people might want to switch others, but those are the two that were suggested to switch. Okay, anyway, let's just, finish this up. So, tears, dama, kafaso, and chalav, roma, tamitum, as mashkin, berevius, avo, zovo, roku, meme, raglov, the last three, metamitum, machamura. So that's the nine in the brisa. Vilu mehaaf loktani. Mehaaf is not on here. Right, the mucus of the nose. So bishtamal rav loktani, according to rav, it's not on here. Why? To lo psigal elamisni. Because it's not always metame. Zim nindasi derech apev, zim nindasi derech achotim. Only if it comes out through the mouth, it's not going to be tame. And the other nine have just blanket laws. So that's why it's not on the list. Elo rav Yochanan lisni. But according to rav Yochanan, why is it mehaaf on the list? The Gemara says, why are the other types of saliva on the list? It says rogue, and everything that comes out from rogue that's learned out mirbuya is included in rogue. So no, the mayaf is included in a ribuy from rogue, so therefore it doesn't have to be separate on the list. Period. We'll stop here. And the coming up are the drushes related to how do we know the other items on the list. Okay.